I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The heat of summer limits your choices for quality fishing. Finding the current in a stream will pay big dividends, and few places have more current than the state's lock and dam tailwaters. We'll talk more about those prospects coming up right after this.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing, and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
West Virginia is blessed with a number of navigational lock and dam systems on our major rivers. The Kanawha, Ohio, and Monongahela River offers such features that literally amount to fish attractors year-round.
I believe a study back in the 80s or early 90s showed that two-thirds of our fish in the river are actually caught in tailwater areas.
That is DNR Fisheries biologist Zach Brown, who says few places offer abundant bait fish, strong current, and a dead end to fish headed upstream, causing them to stack up in a single area.
That's correct, and this time of year especially. During the spring, when you get some higher flows, the gates of these lock and dams sometimes come out of the water and the fish do pass through. But at this time of the year, during low flows, the fish do move around and are oriented towards current. They follow the bait fish up there and just get concentrated in our tailwater area.
Now, he mentioned current, and so did I earlier, and that's because at this time of year, the advantage of finding current cannot be underestimated in finding fish.
Current does attract the fish. Gizzard shad are a primary forage in the Ohio and Kanawha, and they are drawn to areas of current. It's just part of their biology. Also, when the river goes through the lock and dam complex, it kind of springs up and gets a little more oxygenated, and that also attracts fish to them.
Now, generally, depths in these areas immediately below the dams are fairly deep, but depth is not the most significant factor, as Zach explains.
You're going to definitely get variability in there, but I believe mostly what I've seen is over 20 feet deep. Being out there sampling with depth finders, you're going to find very few shallow areas, but it is going to be somewhat of a variable as of where the bottom actually is. One of the things you should be aware of in there is that fish will suspend at different levels. And just because you're trying to get it to the bottom may not be where the fish are that day. They could be suspended mid in the middle column of the water.
Now, as for bait to use in these areas, live bait is generally best, but there are times when schools of feeding fish of all species are going to be hitting whatever is tumbling through that water column, and that feeding frenzy could turn on at any time. So being there at any time of the day is not a bad way to start out. Tailwaters of Fisherman's Haven in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.